Noah's Flood, a story of judgment and mercy. The story of Noah's flood is among the most powerful and mysterious in all of Scripture. It is more than a tale of rain and survival. It is a divine message about the heart of God, the depth of human sin, and the possibility of redemption. Rooted in Genesis chapters 6 through 9, it shows how even in times of judgment, grace finds a way to float. Humanity lost its way. In the generations after Adam and Eve, humanity multiplied, but so did its corruption. Violence filled the earth. People turned away from their Creator and forgot the holiness of life. The Bible tells us, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Genesis 6, 5-8. That single line, "Noah found grace," changes everything. In the middle of a broken world, one man still walked with God. One man listened. The ark. Faith in action. God told Noah to build an ark, a massive vessel of gopher wood sealed with pitch, long before the first drop of rain ever fell. It was a project that took decades, a testimony of faith amid ridicule. People must have laughed at him. No rain, no clouds, no flood, and yet Noah kept hammering. The ark became not just a structure, but a symbol of obedience. Every plank said, "I trust you, Lord." Every nail echoed, "Your word is true." When the time came, Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives entered the ark, bringing with them pairs of all living creatures. The door was shut by God himself, Genesis 7:16. And then the heavens opened. The days of the flood. For 40 days and nights, rain fell without pause. The fountains of the deep broke open. Rivers turned to oceans. Mountains disappeared beneath waves. The world as it was, filled with sin and violence, was washed away. But inside the ark, God preserved life. The ark floated like a cradle of grace over the chaos of judgment. It was a reminder that God never destroys without also providing a path to salvation. The dove and the rainbow. After many months, the waters began to recede. Noah released a raven, then a dove, a small symbol of hope in a world reborn. When the dove returned with an olive leaf, Noah knew new life had begun. When Noah finally stepped out of the ark, he built an altar and offered a sacrifice of thanksgiving. God, moved by this act of worship, made a covenant with Noah, and through him with all creation. "Never again will I destroy all life by the waters of a flood." Genesis 9:11. As a sign of that everlasting promise, God set a rainbow in the sky, a bridge of light joining heaven and earth, a sign that mercy triumphs over wrath. Echoes in history. From a historical viewpoint, flood stories are found across many ancient civilizations: Mesopotamia, India, China, Greece, and beyond. Archaeologists have discovered that the regions around the Tigris and Euphrates rivers experienced catastrophic floods thousands of years ago. It's possible that such real events became embedded in human memory and preserved through generations. But in the hands of the biblical writers, this story became something far greater. It became revelation. The difference between Noah's story and other flood legends is this. In the Bible, the flood is not about angry gods or random disaster. It is about a grieving God whose holiness cannot coexist with evil, yet whose love refuses to abandon creation. Christ and the Ark of Salvation. For Christians, Noah's Ark foreshadows something profound. Just as the Ark sheltered Noah and his family from destruction, Christ shelters us from sin and death. The Apostle Peter wrote, "In it only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water." And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. 1 Peter 3. 2021, the flood becomes a mirror of spiritual rebirth, the old world dying, and a new life emerging through grace. The waters that once destroyed now symbolize cleansing. The ark becomes the church, carrying believers safely through the storm. A message for today. Noah's story isn't about the past. It's about every heart today. The same world that once ignored God still builds its towers of pride and pleasure. But the message of the rainbow still shines. God's mercy endures. There is always a way back. When life floods us with despair, when storms rise and faith feels small, remember, grace still floats. And in the end, the ark always lands on higher ground. The story of Noah's flood is both history and prophecy, a moment in time that echoes through eternity. It teaches that God is just, but also deeply compassionate. It reminds us that even when judgment falls, love has the last word. And every time we see a rainbow, we remember not only the promise made to Noah, but the greater promise fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the ultimate refuge from every storm.